You're listening to SBS News.
International students are preparing to return to campus for the first time since March 2020. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia is reopening to international students and skilled workers from Wednesday.
We're intending to reopen on the 15th of December. That has been through the National Cabinet process. Victoria has taken steps yesterday, and so that reopening is scheduled, will be going ahead, and has been reaffirmed over the weekend in consultation with the Prime Minister, the National Cabinet discussion, and the advice from the Chief Medical Officer.
But increased fees isn't the welcome back international students had hoped for. Shadman Arafat is studying engineering at Monash University, but as an offshore student in Bangladesh. He says the increased fees are a slap to the face.
You need to understand, because we are not being able to access the Monash facilities as we were promised, that's an extraordinary circumstance. This is also an extraordinary circumstance. It might be legal to increase the fees, but it's definitely not ethical to do so.
Mr. Arafat hasn't yet set foot on campus because of COVID-19. Now he's being told he'll have to pay more to a university he's never been to.
The fees I'm paying at Monash, actually coming from my family's, like life saving, literally. They actually, the most people who study at universities such as Monash will come from countries like Bangladesh. I'm not talking about European countries or countries which has a higher GDP per capita, but in general, like regions like Asia or like Africa. So we usually struggle to pay that, and that's why it actually comes to our personal savings.
The latest Australian Bureau of Statistics data from 2019 and 2020 found the sector is worth over $37 billion to the Australian economy. But since then, it's been heavily impacted by the pandemic. Three of Australia's biggest universities say fees were unchanged last year, but require an increase in 2022. Monash University is increasing fees by 6% and says that's in line with the market landscape. The University of Sydney is boosting international student costs on average by 3.8% and says that's in the context of demand and a globally competitive market. Meanwhile, the University of Melbourne is putting up tuition fees by 3.2% for international and domestic students and says this reflects routine increases in operating costs. Monash Student Association 2022 President Ishka De Silva says this is putting financial strain on international students who are already struggling.
There are so many international students that are so concerned. They've had so much financial strain for the past 2 years and now having to pay even more fees when so many of them are still offshore and still trying to return home, booking flights, booking accommodation. They have so many expenses to make and to have to pay more fees as well. They're really worried.
But some say international students aren't paying enough. University of Sydney Associate Professor Salvatore Bobones says some universities need to lift foreign tuition fees to match government funds spent on subsidising domestic students.
We are essentially cannibalising government support for universities by having the facilities the government is paying for used by international students who aren't carrying a fair share of the costs.
But International Education Association of Australia CEO Phil Honeywood disagrees.
When we have so many full fee-paying international students paying upwards of $100,000 a year for tuition, for medical, dental, and even for marketing postgrad courses, it's an absolute joke to be told that they're not paying enough. They're paying anything upwards of three times more what the typical domestic student would be paying for the same course.
He says Australia's fees are internationally competitive, but Shadman Arafat says the 2022 tuition increases, coupled with Australia's COVID-19 border policies, have led foreign students to look elsewhere.
This fee increase, and there's always this uncertainty that when borders will open, like every other country, I'm not even kidding, every other country has taken their students onshore, but Australia is the only one who haven't for almost like 2 years.
Ariana Lucente, SBS News.